We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Samach Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning five lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis. Zok to Gemara, continuing a little bit the sugya of Mashkanta. Rav Kana Rav Papa, v'Rav Ashi loy ochlim ben chayisa. These three Amoraim, they didn't eat when they lent money and took a mashkin. They didn't eat the payers of the property of the field, even if it was ben chayisa. Like we learned before, that with Talmud Chacham, even in Ben Chayis, is mutter mekadin because you're taking off amount every year, but this is a better price, so it looks like ribbis, so Talmud Chacham doesn't do that. Ravina ochem ben Chayis, and Ravina ate ben Chayis. Oma ma'azutra, my time demanded ochem ben Chayis. What's pshat in the Oma was eating ben Chayis? Zog the Gemara, midid dahava stei achuza, because it's a raya from stei achuza. Stei achuza, even though it's stei achuza, not talking about a case of ribbis, but when we find by we see the stei achuza, that you pay for a set amount per year for the payers, even though it might be much more payers than the amount you're paying. The halacha is that if you're makdish asada and you want to be paid it, you paid it for 50 sela, which comes out to a sela and a pudyum per year, because 49 years until yovel, so it's 50 sela, you figure out 50 sela, if it's tol yovel, it's 50 sela to be paid it. So you figure out, it comes out to a sela upudyoin per year. There's 48 pudyoinim, and it's sela upudyoin per year. That's how much it is. And that's how you pay it. So for example, if you makdash it in the middle, so and there's 20 years left, you have to give 20 sela and 20 pudyoin. That's the halacha. Now, even though a sela and a pudyoin per year is less than the payers. Payers are worth more, but still, the halacha is, you can pay it that way. So midav esteyachuzo, lav avgav to call ochel payer tuv, you know you need a lot of payers. Amar achmano, koparakle bar bezuzi, you can pay it for 4 zuz, which is a seller, Rashi says, hachinami lo yishno. So here also, but the chayis also, it's called a mechamem, like the Rishash speaks out. You see from esteyachuzo, it's called a transaction. It's a real thing, it's not a fake thing. You pay per year a set amount, because there is a risk involved. So therefore, because it might make nothing, therefore the risk involved, so it's not, why is it rivets? Umanda also amalach steyachuz the hekdeshi. Rachman ukma pidyon. That's the pidyon, not the ribbis. Hocha avoi umech skirvus. Here looks like ava. Here it is ava. It looks like ribbis. So here it's worse. Don't make a riot from steyachuz. You're right. It's mechamemka there. Don't make a riot from that. Now it comes that we have a chalikus amaroyim over here. If they ate benachaisa, Ravina did not eat. Ravina ate used did eat benachaisa. The question is, didn't we say before? One more said before. Talmud Chacham doesn't eat benachaisa. What's wrong with Ravina? So Gemara says the Raya is the Yechuzah, but we first of all we slugged it up, and also that's just making a din. What happened to the Mechzi anyway? So Tosis is printed on Samach Zayin on the base, talks about this, and he says Tema the Le'elamina the Tzur Rabbana Filim Rechais Le'Nechel. So what's going on over here? But in Rebbe Tam answers the Ravina Lo'Hayi Roy to Little Hashem V'Lasois Atzmai Tzur Rabbana. He didn't want to make himself into Tzur Rabbana. He didn't want to make himself so big. He don't want to make, but the problem is it's a little pellet. Tosis saying is that Ravina tried to have a low profile. He didn't want to act like a Talmud Chacham. I'm a Talmud Chacham, and therefore he did such a thing. The problem is, we say such a thing, but only lakula. We don't say lakula. We don't say lachumra. So it's still a little bit shver. The Rosh therefore has a little different shot, and he says v'less lay hod amar to Rabban leinechol. Ravina didn't hold to this. Didn't hold to this problem. As Ravina argued, it was Rava's memory before. It was Rava. And he argued on Rava. That's what the Rosh says, and that's a little bit easier to understand because it's a little shver that here he's being makel by saying he's not a Talmud Chacham. So the Gemara Vayta, Om Rav Ashi, Omru li Sabi the Mosav Achasya, Stam Mashkanta Shoso, Stam Mashkin is for a year. Now what's that Negeya? So he's saying that the elders of the city Mechasya told him that Stam Mashkanta is 1 year. What's the matter for me? What's the Negeya? The ochel le shasa motzim mesalik le, that even in Ba'asra, like Rashi speaks out, even Ba'asra the mesalik le, that means even a city where the minig is that when you pay up the chayiv, you could take him off the mashkin, that is only if he's there at least a year. But until a year, you can't be mesalikim, because that's for sure a mashkin is for at least a year. My of community, the ochel le shasa motzim mesalik le, be loyal motzim mesalik le. That's what's the gate. The minig is for a year is that you can't mesalikim, even after mesalik, you can't mesalikim till after 1 year. Bamravashi, Omrili Sabi de Masvachasya, my Mashkanta, what's a Lashon Mashkanta? Where does that come from? Which word? So the Gemara says, Ravashi said from the elders that it means the Shchuna Gabe. You are the closest Shachin, the closest neighbor. Okay, very nice. So why is that so Gishmak? So the closest neighbor, what's that negeya? Send over lunch to the field. What's good again? L'mayin afkamino l'dina de bar metzra. It's negeya for the dina bar metzra that the halacha is that if someone's selling a property, the neighbor gets first chance to buy it. So here, the malvel will get first chance to buy it. Loiv has to sell it, and he has to get money. The first one who's able to buy it is the malvel, because he's the shchuna gabe, he's the closest neighbor. Omar Rava, less hilkasa, we don't pass in loy ketarsha pupanoi, the loy kestara mechazunoi, the loy kechakiri narshoi. And the Gemara doesn't explain these three things we don't pass in like. Ketarsha pupanoi, that we know. Ketarsha papa, that we know, don't have to explain. We know tarsha papa. What's the tarsha papa? Maishi, what's the tarsha papa? Tarsha papa is, we have a four. The tarsha is also really. You're not like give a guy two prices. You say, if you pay now, you get $100. You pay $100. If you pay next, you know, I'm going to give it to you now, the beer, but if you pay at the end of, in Nissan, you have to give me a Nissan price, 120. So that's also how it's ribbis, because you give him an extension, you pay 120. But our papa said it's mutter in his case. Why? His papa said, I'm a beer, I don't need the money, and my beer stays very good until Nissan. So really, it's up to me, I'll wait till Nissan to sell it. You need it now, I'll do you a favor. But I'm not giving you the, I'm giving you the price then, because why should I take a loss? I'm going to give you the price for then. That's our papa tying it.
What was he going to say the case again, the scenario?
The beer right today is $100 a barrel, and a Nissan is $120 a barrel. Now, why would someone sell the beer now? Seller, why would he sell it now? He needs money. Rapapa is worth $10 trillion. He doesn't need any money. So, by him, it's worth it to wait until Nissan. That's when he makes a sale. So, some guy comes to him and says, can you sell me beer now? I need beer for my drink. So, Rapapa says, no, I'm selling for $120. Says, please, okay. I give it to for $120. I give it to now because I'm going to sell $120. So he says, mutter. You're ribbis, ribbis, ribbis. It's not no. Because he says, if you pay now, it's 100. If you pay then, it's 120. That's the tour. He's yeah, but he gives him a choice to pay 100 now if he pays now. But he says, you're paying in 6 months, no, 120. You're not paying till then. So there, he pays if you pay now, it'd be 100. If you're paying then, 120. So the proposal says, it's not ribbis because I don't need it. I don't need typhus. Just buy it then. So the bar said back, but maybe for you, it's not ribbis, but for the guy buying it, it's ribbis. And therefore, we don't pass the tarsha of Rav Papa. Next case. So what's Shtara Mechazonoi? So Shtara Mechazonoi is like this. We'll say it outside first. That there's a guy who has the Schaira. He's the wholesaler. And he sells the products, the Schaira, he sells to the buyers. And he tells for half the profit. And you don't have to pay me until you sell it. So I'm selling you a whole pallet of toothpaste. When you sell it, I get half the profits. You're going to pay me for the carrot and half the profits. So what's wrong with that? Beautiful. The problem is like this, that he makes up with them that we write in a shtar, let's say a pallet of toothpaste costs $1,000 and the profit usually is around $500. So you write a shtar, you owe me $1,250. And you're going to pay me in 6 months, $1,250. No matter what, you pay me $1,250. Here, you're locked in for the price and the profit. Now, who say you're making the profit? Terrence says, why is the guy willing to do it? Because he needs the money. He needs the schaira on credit. So that's the problem of ribbit. So let's see it inside. Shtar mechazunoi. The zakvi leila ravcha karna. When they write the shtar for the karen, for the principal, they put already the profit in. The cost of the shtar, they write in the shtar. Mi yemidav ravcha. The question is, who said it'll be ravcha? So that's why it's the problem of ribbit. Omalei.
What can you say that says he doesn't
win?
Whatever
yourself
for.
That would be fine. That wasn't the tzir. The Rosh Hashanah telling you a lot.
Even then, why is it fine? Because it's now a kisva.
Shtara mechazonoi was a case where they set the price. If
you don't set the price, it's
so what's the problem? Sale. What's this? What's the issue then?
You tell him to give me a hit for what you.
It's my schayra. What do you want? It's my schayra. So it's my schayra. What you're asking is the next mishnah. We'll talk about it in the next mishnah. But here the problem was they set it in stone the prophet. We're going to talk about your shayla in the next mishnah. But akaponim, the cost of a star, who shall be a ravach? Amalei mar bar ameimer l'ravashi, the son of ameimer toravashi, abav and hachi. My father does this all the time. Ah, you worry there won't be profit? When he comes back and he says, by the way, the toothpaste did not sell well, he says, no problem. You don't have to give me that much shkar. So what's the problem? You could write that in the shtar. The mice, when it comes to collecting, he always works it out with him. Amalei, so Rav Ashi answered, Tainachay Chadisal of the day. That's good if he's around. But let's say he dies. Ishachi Vinofal, Shtar Kamayasmi, Mai. They don't know. They see $1,250. They don't know. So,
we're talking about you. The whole world out here.
World.
Everybody who writes this, the problem is the problem.
Right, so you're saying, my father should be able to do it because by him it's not a problem because he always gives a deal. That was the question. So you could have answered, yeah, you're right, your father could do it. But he didn't answer that. So even your father can't do it. You know why? Because he might die and the Yisraelim are not going to know. Have a kishkogo the shalot. It was like, it's a lashon of a pasuk in Kehelas. That was like a shogig the fnei hashalot because when a tzaddik says something, sometimes it happens. V'noch nafshi dan meimeh. Meimeh takadoy. And Lamaise, he says, you can't do it. You can't do this in any case because then many people might use the star the wrong way. So you never could do star b'chazanoy. What's chakir in Ashaya? Another thing that we don't pass like, we said you can't do like this, is the kasvi ochi. So I'll tell you outside again this one. Here, you give the malva a mashkin, and the malva technically gets to eat the pears, but a chaisa, let's say, right? He doesn't have a hati, he doesn't have a chaisa, and he eats the pears. But Lamaise said, this malva is a shtikl of gevir, and he sits in a nice chair. He has no idea what to do with a property. So he has to really do some sharecropping on it. So he gives it back to the loiva and says, you work on it, and you pay a set amount per year called chakiris. There's always two ways to do a resis. Either a resis, which is it takes a proportionate amount of the profit, and chakiris means you pay a set amount and you get the rest of the payers. So here he gives it back to the loiva b'chakiris, which means he pays a set amount per year no matter what. So that looks like rivers already. Because someone looks at this whole transaction, you see the malva lending money to the loiva, and the loiva paying back a $500 a year, a set amount. So, and obviously that money is more than the chaisa. So it looks like ribbis. That's the problem of chakiri and arshoy. The kasvi achi, mashkin le planya ari le planya, that this person, this loiva, gave a mashkin to the malva, v'hod the chokir mene, and afterwards he was chokir from him, and there is a, what chokir mean? He takes the field to work in it, and gives him a set amount each year. And the Gemara explains, what's the problem with that, Taka? What's Taka wrong? Because Amos Kono, the Aknei Lei, when was the Malva Koinet that it could be Maknet B'chakiris? So that's why it's a problem. So the Shaila is, I already explained a little bit the problem, but the Tetzer Rosh asked, what is Amos Kanya? He was Koinet B'chakiris. Could the Malva do Chakiris to someone else? He's paying the Chakiris of it. Could he give Chakiris to someone else? Yes. So what's the problem? Why can't he give Chakiris to him? That's what the Tosfos Rosh asks. Every Tosfos Rosh, like we spoke out, it's mechzik ribbis. It's not really ribbis. Looks don't look good. The optics are not good. But Be'etzem, it's not really ribbis. That's what Tosfos Rosh speaks out. He says, Hi Amos Kan Yalav Dafka, the Kim the Mashkin Loya Soda, Konam Teres Mashkin, Mekesim Star Bachazaka. El Kimish like Konalia Shaloya Lab Teres Mashkanto, Vishame Haloiva, Nikra Karka, Mechakirish and Noisalamava Khoshana, Nirik ribbis. That's what it looks like a ribbis. That's the problem. It's Mexican ribbis. Ve'idna the kakasvi. Now back to Gemara. Ve'idna the kakasvi hachi. Now today that we write in the star. Kinyonu minei. Ve'shehina kam idni. V'hod chakra. That today we write in the star that it sat by the malva a few years before he sharecropped it out. And to the loiva. So then it's fine. It's mutter. Rashi's mashma. He did it up as 3 years. That it once it's 3 years by Malva, already he lost the name of the loiva so much, so don't look at this river so much. V'hadachaka, the kadesh le'tinotas me'lovin shabadam, we allowed it as kadesh le'tinotas me'lovin. And I used this line for the whole blah before, that this is the reason why we're always looking for a way for the Malva to eat payers from the mashkin, because if not, no one's going to lend that money. And the mark comes out, v'lav milsi, you still can't do it. Even shehi doesn't help, because it looks like a real ribbis, because here's no suffix. Usually the suffix here, I'm Vadai getting my money fit, because chakiris, and therefore it looks like ribbis, and therefore this should not be done. So bottom line is, tarsha the papanoi, and tarsha the rav chazanoi, the bnei chazam chazanoi, and chakiris and ashoi, all also to do. Now, just to remind everyone, there was three tarshas before, tarsha the rav Nachman, tarsha the rav papa, and tarsha the rav chama. So Tosfos points out from before that tarsha the rav Nachman, we do pass like. One of his writers in this Gemara, the Gemara says you don't pass in tarsha the papanoi. But Tarsha of Nachman, you do pay like. Tarsha of Nachman is, you only give one price. You don't give two prices. And it's not Shemasa Yidua, like Tosha spoke out. You have to say it's not Shemasa Yidua, and you only give the later price, that and say, you can pay me in 60 days, always. It's fine. Everyone has the same thing. Pay 60 days, and you pay this amount of money. Even though it's a little bit more, but since it's not clearly visible, because you're not giving two prices, that's Mutter. We pass like that Tarsha is Mutter. The Tarsha of Nachman is Mutter.